Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
So what if you've put on that 15, maybe 20, or even 30 pounds as a freshman? You know, we're three quarters of the way through the year for college, and now you don't want to go home and for the summer looking that way, having put it on from drinking and eating pizza at 4 o'clock in the morning and all of the other things that you do. So how do you get it off? And I know because you're younger, your metabolism's a little higher, so you can get it off just a little quicker if you put your mind to it. My guest is Dr. Felicia Stoller, registered dietitian and exercise physiologist. Dr. Stoller, best advice for starting to get that weight off when you're like 20 and the metabolism is there, what's the first thing you think they should cut out that will help them drop some of that weight pretty quick?
Alcohol. See, you said 20.
Easier said than done.
It's supposed to be 21, but let me call it like it is.
Okay, you're right. And easier said than done. Okay,
I
so
mean,
alcohol,
right?
Because
I
they
mean,
don't
no,
realize
if I had
the calories.
To pick one thing. No, seriously, instead of thinking of it in terms of one food, I'd like to suggest that everybody just watch your portions. You're probably overeating what you are eating. And just by cutting back and scaling back your portions, that's really important. Looking at the beverages you're consuming, let's face it, a lot of students are trying to stay up late. They're probably drinking a lot of coffee. I don't know what everybody puts in their stuff, but if you're doing like the Starbucks or the, you know, McDonald's or the Dunkin' Donuts drinks with all the sugary stuff in it and cream and whipped cream and all that fun stuff, that is just going to go right to your booty. I'm sorry.
It truly does. And you know what? I heard a great statement that said, don't let your cup of coffee turn into a slice of cake.
Yeah, well, I once said that to a friend of mine about her Dunkin' Donuts regular coffee with sweetener in it. I'm like, why don't you just eat a donut? She looked at me. I'm like, you'd certainly enjoy it more, you know, because it's the same calories by the time she's done with the half and half and the sugar. It's like, I would just rather chew the donut. I'd get a lot more pleasure
Absolutely.
Out of it than the coffee.
Okay, so the alcohol, the drinks, the coffee with all the whipped cream and crap in there, those are two things they can look at right now and start to modify. If anything
right.
else, portion control, looking
and
at what you're
sleep.
Eating.
Can we just talk about the value of sleep, which is something that most students don't get enough of? And there's a
Absolutely.
Reason why us older adults recommend it, or us healthcare professionals do, because you burn the most fat for fuel at rest. And when you're sleeping, that is the ultimate state of rest. So the less hours that you sleep, more opportunities to eat also. But more importantly, as far as that, our body's like fat-burning capability, we are burning it up while we're sleeping.
That's great advice. And they don't sleep enough. So cut down on the caffeine so that you do get a good night's sleep and do your studying as much as you can in the daytime. And then you can get a decent night's sleep. So alcohol, coffee drinks, sleep, portion control. Where are we fitting in exercise here in their busy college schedules?
Oh, well, hopefully
schedules.
Walking to classes, right? Taking the stairs and not the elevators when you can in buildings. And listen, if you get to class early, go walk outside and go do some squats or lunges, you know? You know, you've got a heavy backpack on, or you're carrying some books or a handbag, you know, do some squats with that on. That's weight-bearing exercise while you're sitting in your chair or your seat, depending on the seating. Can you do some leg lifts? You know, I mean, these are little things you could do even while sitting. Do you sit actively in class or do you sit passively? You know, if you sit straight up, you sit on the edge of your seat and you do a little core exercise, right? We can do isometric contractions with our abdominal muscles, right? And we can strengthen our abdominal muscles while we're sitting in class. These
Absolutely.
Are like little things
and, you know, I would like to encourage
about.
College students to wear a pedometer. Wear a
right.
pedometer for a couple of days and see with your walking to class and walking in between classes and, you know, out at night and such, how many steps you do actually take a day and try and aim for that 5, 8, 10,000 steps. It may not be easy at first, but the more you do it and look at that pedometer, the more that you'll be able to up those steps.
Right, 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 exactly. I had the opportunity to go to UC Davis a number of years ago for a program, and I just couldn't get over all the bicycles everywhere. I was like, wow, this is awesome. So I think, like, you know, looking for other means of transportation, if you can, you know, consider biking instead of driving, if it's safe enough in the school area where you are, you know, or walking. I mean, walking is always great exercise. and finding ways to get that extra exercise in. It also helps to relieve stress and anxiety that a lot of students feel, you know, when they are in school.
It does. It helps to reduce some of that stress. It helps to burn off the calories. And I love that you're suggesting active sitting, you know, sitting straight up, working your core muscles, squeezing your tush, you know, tightening your muscles isometrically, doing all of these things while you're sitting there in class, and getting up when you're studying, getting up every half an hour and stretching and moving around, doing some jumping jacks, and then hit the books back again, because that sitting for a long time becomes second nature, and then you don't get up quite as often.
Right. And, you know, there is new research that's come out looking at sitting, even among active individuals, you know, those of us that spend a lot of time on our rear ends for work in front of a computer. They have found that that is really detrimental to our health, so we need to remember to get up and move. I mean, you know, as you said, every half hour when you're studying, if you could take a five-minute break, or every hour if you could take a five-minute break, even if you're studying for, let's say, 5 hours, right, in a day or a night or on the weekend, if you take a five-minute break, that's like, you know, what is that, the 25 minutes of physical activity that maybe you wouldn't give yourself in one bout to do. But it's good to cut up the monotony of study. We're really not meant to sit for that many hours. That's why so many older adults have back problems. They spend too much time sitting.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what about those late night meals, ordering pizzas at late at night? You know, college, this is, in my opinion, besides alcohol, which you're totally right about, and these coffee drinks today, the late night food, those late night pizzas are one of the main reasons they've gained that weight, because they're eating at 3 a.m. after they come home from the bars, or while they're all having a study session, and they eat that food. Now, pizza can be healthy or very unhealthy.
Right. Well, look, you can always
give
have
us some
one
examples.
Or two slices. Well, you could have a plain slice of pizza or a slice of pizza that has some vegetables on it. But, you know, getting it with the extra cheese or sometimes the extra thick pieces. And, you know, depending on how it's cut or made, you know, one, you know, what is considered one slice for me might be two, you know, two, or well, I should, let me change it around. Something that might be two slices for me might be one slice for somebody else. So just being cognizant that, again, like total calories at the end of the day, it all, you know, within a 24-hour cycle, within a 7-day cycle, within a 30-day cycle, it all adds up. So just by having an extra 250 calories a day will add up to a half a pound a week. An extra 500 calories a day adds up to 1 pound a week. I mean,
wow.
How these pounds come on. So think about it. A can of soda could be almost 220 calories, right? So there you go. That's like a half a pound just from soda.
Now, in the last minute, Dr. Stoller, you know, kids love apps, and we're going to be talking about some in another segment, but they can use their smartphones and their tablets to keep track of what they're eating, can't they? So that maybe
absolutely.
Journaling.
There are so many great apps out there, and I highly recommend being accountable to yourself, both in terms of the foods you consume and in terms of the physical activity that you do. And it all counts, and a lot of, you know, young people don't realize the return on investment of their health. And yes, they're young and vibrant, but their food choices and their physical activity choices, even in their 20s, will impact their health in their 40s and their 50s. So it's about really, you know, trying to think a little bit more sensitively about what you put in your body, what you do with your body, so that it will take care of you when you get older.
Thank you so much, Dr. Felicia Stoller. Her book is Living Skinny in Fat Jeans. You can get it on Amazon. So try some of these suggestions if you've put on that freshman 15 or 20 or, God forbid, 30 smaller slices at 4 a.m. or one slice only, no extra cheese. Cut down on the alcohol and the coffee drinks that turn into desserts. Keep track, journal, use these apps. Get up every 20 minutes, half an hour. Try all of these suggestions because they do work. They actually do work, and you'll see the pounds come off so that when you get home for the summer, you're looking hot again. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.